In 1940, Mary was only a child when the German bombers targeted Cardiff.
Shelters and sit there listening to the bombing happening on Caerphilly Road.
Spit, spat, spit. And it hits the nasty Messerschmitt.
And this little Heinkel goes kerplunk.
Then, once again, the siren lifts its weary voice.
Chicago, and he lives at 44 Benson.
Swinging down the avenues and
Mary's mother and father came north to Chicago in the 1920s as part of the Great Migration.
Well, my father was born in Prospect, Tennessee. I don't know if you know, Tennessee is a southern state. It's near Nashville. And my dad's father and mother were sharecroppers. Now, sharecroppers are almost just about a step above slavery. I mean, that was the thing that, they worked the land, they paid rent, and the owner takes all the money, and then they have certain kind of monies that they go and collect. They can buy food and clothing and stuff from the store on some kind of vouchers or something like that. But 1920s, 24, when the Ford Motor Company, all these motor steel mills and things started opening up in Detroit, Chicago, and so forth, you know, big wages, $24 a week, which is not much now, but it was great. And so my dad, he had a brother, his name is Buck, and he came to Chicago by rails. Now, what's happening is that they couldn't afford the fare, so they had to get there free. So they had the freight trains, and they couldn't ride in the freight trains because they were black, and most of the white people who were just on the same social, financial status as they were, but still they rode inside the freight cars. And so the black guys had to ride on the rails. The rails were right up under there near the wheels. And my dad often said that, he had to stay awake because, a lot of people, if they did, they fell off the track, and sometimes, they get killed. So you have to ride that rail. And it was just little small things. So you had to ride that for hours. Just think, So my uncle Buck came to Chicago and worked a little, made a little money and came back down there to pick up my dad. And then they came back up together on the rails. And my uncle schooled my dad as to how to ride the rails and about how to stay awake.
With desire.
in despair.
I'm taking myself away, far, far away from here, far, far away from here, far, far away from here.
Leroy's mother came from Mississippi, straight out of high school. She never went back. When Leroy asked her why, this is what she said.
The south side of Chicago. He reigns at the Dreamland Cafe. A corridor, Count Basie.
From different directions, meet up in the 70s in New York City.
This is the end of a beginning. This is the beginning of an end. What's past is prologue. And we start out in medias res, in the middle of things. Assume an Homeric stance to trace a series of coincidences. Coincidences are two or more definite, distinct occurrences taking place at the same time or taking time at the same place. We have been told repeatedly that nothing is meant by these concatenations of event. They are chance intersections. Yet we delight in these congruities, because many of us, including me, suspect that the universe spins on a unifying axis of conspiracy, and that our own haphazard, humdrum lives have a pattern far too complex for us in medias res, in the muddle of things, to see close up. Be that as it may, tails or head, the snake has got her tail into her mouth, and off we go, merrily bowling along. By the way, the equal sign was invented by Robert Record, a Welsh man.
Hey, Mary. Leroy. How you doing? Say, I've been meaning to ask you, how about we write something together, you and me? An opera, maybe, something like that. So, okay, Mary. Oh, you write the libretto, I'll write the score, okay. Let me know. Bye.
Don't, but how could I forget? And I said, the name he got from some hypothetical slave-owning Welshman.
So Leroy and Mary share a common name. They have a name in common. A common name in common. A common denominator. So what? There's been a whole lot said about a name being nothing but a name, but do you suppose it might be true that you, by any other name, would not be you? That I, with any other name, would not be me? Do you suppose that Capulet, Montague, Fitzwilliam and O'Donohue, Ulysses Grant, Robert E. Lee, Ibrahim, Abraham, predicate identity? And would the rose, by any other unroseate name, still be the smelly same, the same, the same?
Thank you. came to Tennessee, dragging his name behind. He wrote his wife a minute, nailed it to a tree. In me on his children's dragon tents, speared it on his Africans. They were all his property, recipients of his nominal generosity. My father came from Wales, but where in Wales he never said. And when I thought to ask him, he was dead. He never said he was dead.
That might have been the way it was. It might have been.
Perhaps I were born in Philadelphia, and for 7 long years I were indentured to a carpenter. Maybe I saved up my money, and then, let's say, I go west to Ohio. Some land, buy me some mules, buy me some black men.
That might have been the way it was. It might have been. It was so long ago. We no longer know. No longer, no longer, no longer, no longer, no longer, no longer.
Perhaps I planted tobacco until the land went sour. And then, lucky for me, in 1793, the cotton gin was invented by Eli Whitney. And so, maybe, I came to Prospect, Tennessee, to plant some cotton.
That might have been the way it was. It might have been. It was very long ago. The facts are never to be forgotten.
Somewhere way back then, a Jenkins came to Tennessee, dragging his name behind. He wrapped the wife up in it, nailed it to a tree. Hit me on his children's triangle tails, smeared it on his Africans. They were all his property, recipients of his nominal generosity.
There was an interruption. An interruption in a trajectory, and we have not come to a conclusion. Leroy and I never found out if we were blood relatives, but we found our coincidence. We created connections with each other and so many others. The end is always never the end of the story. And here we are, still in medias res, still in the muddle of things, still never reaching the horizon. Here and now's our constant state, coincidentals of the same time and the same place.
Going down to the record office, gonna climb my family tree, gonna find my place in the human race, gonna figure out my genealogy. Gonna find my place in the human race, gonna figure out my genealogy. Going down to the Jowes County Courthouse. Gonna find our place in the human race. Gonna figure out my genealogy. Oh, help me. Help me, dear county clerk. Help me if you can. I'm related to the queen on my daddy's side. And on mama's to the emperor, Genghis Khan.
Gonna pull down the sad plantation books. Gonna help you climb your family tree. Gonna find your place in the human race. Gonna figure out your genealogy.
My family tree was butchered on the auction block. And I'm left here at the end of the dock, looking out to see my name and I call out to me across the wide Atlantic.
A twisting, curling causeway leaps across the sea and spirals through centuries.
Gonna climb that spiral staircase, gonna take that DNA, figure out what those genomes say, gonna figure out my genetic code, gonna get back to the motherlode.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The laboratory is the perfect site for families to reunite.
Well met, my cousin, well met. I've got a gene in common with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. On Dad's side, I'm a Montague. But Mama was a Capulet.
There's a great resurrection of the dead on the internet.
Well met, my cousin, well met.
I've got a gene in common with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Outback of the universe, accidentally spinning through space.
All is said and all is done.
We are our blessings, we are our curse.
Whether we like it or not,